service members should get the most out of their VA benefits for homeownership. That's our belief, and that's why we're here. So whether you're looking to own your dream home, considering refinancing, or just exploring the VA home loan process, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Helping Heroes Become Homeowners. Are you ready to buy another property, an investment property, building wealth through real estate? If you're a veteran out there, how do you do that with your VA home loan benefit? Did you even know that you could? Hi, my name is Richard Serry. I'm with Alliance Mortgage Group, and welcome to our new episode of Helping Heroes Become Homeowners. And today we're going to talk about how to build wealth through real estate. So there's a lot of products out there that have come into the marketplace here in the last 4 or 5 years, one of which is what's called a DSCR, debt service coverage ratio. And what this product does, it allows new investors, seasoned investors, to come in and purchase an investment property without any income requirements. You do not have to supply any income to qualify for this loan. So let's talk about exactly what is a debt service ratio product. So what the lender is going to do is they're going to take the gross rents from the appraisal, and they're going to determine what that average gross rents are from the comps. Your average gross rents is then determined on that property. Now, what you're going to do to convert that into a coverage ratio is you're going to take what the property from the financing perspective is going to run you, your principal and interest, your HOA dues, if you happen to have any on that property, and your taxes and insurance. If that ratio equals 1% of the gross rents, then you're defined as a 1% debt service ratio. Now, you can be below that and be under that 1% and still qualify for the loan. There's products out there that don't even have a ratio requirement. Now, the guidelines for those different types of products will then determine how much you have to put down. What's good about this loan product, they move very quickly. So at the end of the day, since you're not having to give up any income documents, it's simply your assets because you're going to use the assets for your down payment, right? Your down payment is going to vary from 20 to 25% on this product. You may have to put a little bit more money down depending on the property type, the coverage ratio that it ends up being qualified for, and the credit score. These all determine the qualifications of that down payment. At the end of the day, when you close, you do not have to provide a lease agreement. You can do a short-term lease on that, like an Airbnb or a VBRO, and still make that property generate cash flow on a monthly or daily basis for you. Now, when we talk about the gross rents, again, are taken from the comps. There have been situations where we think those gross rents might be a little bit higher in the area, and we would just provide the appraiser with additional comps for him to research or for her to research and add those comps to the appraisal report. What's also beneficial on this product is it does allow you to close in an LLC. So if you do not want to close it as an individual, you can put it directly into the LLC. All the paperwork will then be at closing represent the LLC. That does give you a little bit more protection. The liability from a individual standpoint, you're still going to be responsible for that debt, right? But in terms of it reporting on your bureau, it'll still report on your bureau because you're doing it as an individual signer. It's just being titled into the LLC's name. It does give you some flexible options on the property and the mortgage history. So there are a few products where you can have a 130-day late on a mortgage in the past 12 months. Anything more than that, you won't be qualifying for this product. There are cash out options available as well. So if you have an inventory of investment properties that you want to pull some cash out and you don't want to go through the conventional process of doing a cash out loan and meeting all the requirements for that and all the paperwork, you can pull cash out on this product. It's the same process. You're going to take the gross rents and you're going to determine what that new payment is from the cash out that you want to do. Your other option from a traditional standpoint is to do a conventional mortgage. Fannie and Freddie do allow you to do the purchase for the investment property. They do have a maximum amount that you can have financed up to 10 properties. On the DSCR, we have products where it allow you to do up to 20 financed properties. So there's no restrictions on that from a 10 unit property or a 10 finance property aspect. So that makes that product. You can do 10 with Fannie, you can do up to 20 with DSCR, and you have a total of 30 properties. So there's availability out there to build that portfolio. Now with conventional, it's between 15 and 25% down. You know, the product allows you to do either or. If you qualify for that, payments are going to be different. You're going to have mortgage insurance as a conventional loan if you only put 15% down on that investment property. You get better pricing if you do 25% or more as your down payment. So, you know, that the pricing and the payment's going to vary from product to product, from property to property. There are loan level pricing adjustments on the conventional loan for credit score, loan to value, and property type, because you could have a 2 to 4 unit property. You can have a 3 to 4 unit property. So there's other reasons why that pricing may be different versus just buying a traditional single family resident home. Now, if you're a veteran or active duty member and you want to use your VA entitlement, you can, but you got to be a little bit more strategic on how you structure that. So for example, if you purchase the home as your primary residence and you want to vacate that home and move into another primary, you can convert that into a rental home and still have your VA entitlement on that. Now, to remove that entitlement, you would have to refinance that into a conventional loan to restore that if you needed all that entitlement on the next purchase. One of the other things you can do with your entitlement, if you want to buy a multiplex or a duplex, you just have to live in one of the units as your primary residence. So you can increase your cash flow if you have a multi-unit property, live in one of the units for 12 months or longer, get the cash flow on the other units that are rented out, and repeat that process. So you can use your VA benefit on that. Now, you would be at 100% financing on the duplex because, again, you're using the entitlement that you have available if you have full entitlement. So it is an opportunity for the veterans out there to get some cash flow increase as an investment property. Another option for the veteran is to do a VA renovation loan. The renovation loan would allow you to fix up the property or the duplex or the multiplex, bring it up to standards, bring it up to current structure, whatever improvements you want to put on there, basically. And it would allow you to build that into your financing. So when you're building wealth, you have a few options. You can use the DSCR. It's a very popular product. You can do your traditional conventional financing through Fannie and Freddie. If you're a military veteran or active duty, you can use your VA home loan benefit in a strategic manner, right? You can't just go out and use your VA benefit to buy a true investment property. You got to be a little strategic on it. If you want some more information on this, please reach out to me. My contact number is 214-872-2188. Would love for you to subscribe to our podcast. We've got a bunch of great information on our previous podcast. All you have to do is hit click and subscribe, and you'll get the notifications when we release our next episode. Again, my name is Richard Serry with Alliance Mortgage Group, and we'll talk to you next week. If this episode has been beneficial, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, for regular updates and tips, make sure to follow our social media channels, which you can find in the show notes. Until our next episode, keep making homeownership dreams come true.